present Sheila Hancock, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, and Kenneth Williams in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we are delighted to welcome back our guest this week, Sheila Hancock, who usually does so well when she competes against our three regular competitors. And as usual, I will ask them if they can speak for just a minute on the subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we're going to begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo, and the subject is peanuts. So, Derek, would you try and talk for just a minute on that subject, starting now?
I suppose last year, in a way, could be considered the year of the peanut, because Mr. Jimmy Carter, who manufactures them, became President of the United States of America.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, you can't manufacture peanuts. I suppose when they're grown, you could collect them. We could do very many things with them. You could package them, but you can't manufacture nuts.
No, I think that's a good challenge. It was deviating. So, Kenneth, you started off with the flourish. You've got the first point, and so you take over the subject, and there are 49 seconds left, starting now.
Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Wait a minute. I'm not quite clear. What is the subject?
Didn't I give it to you? Then yeah. I will say again that you have 49 seconds to talk on the subject of peanuts, starting now.
Well, there's cob nuts for your cob, and there's peanuts.
Derek Nimmo.
Definition of cob for cob.
Cob nuts, that's hyphenated. You're great nit.
Anyway, he said cob nuts for your cob. He didn't say cobs.
No.
So he didn't repeat.
There's no good you trying to get. He's trying to get back
a
in.
Nut.
He's furious that I won that challenge, didn't he?
Yes,
you agree with me, don't you? Yes, you see, I agree.
Kenneth, you don't have to get your supporters club on your side, because I'm with you on this one. So you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject of peanuts. And there are 44 seconds left, starting now.
And chestnuts for your chest. Rubbed in, they're as good and emollient as the finest...
Derek Nimmo has
challenged... You can't rub a chestnut in. You can rub the oil from a chestnut, but you can't rub a chestnut in.
He said as an emollient.
He hadn't said that during the...
He did say it immediately afterwards.
He's very anti-me. You can tell him I love
it. You can't rub a chestnut in.
No, but you can rub it in as an emollient. Whether it works or not is another matter. But he...
Extract, probably make you very ill.
Derek, Kenneth.
Nobody will be switched on anymore. They'll all switch off.
Except a few nuts.
Kenneth, I disagree with his challenge. You still have the subject, and there are 39 seconds for peanuts, starting now.
When they're salted in a little dish, you know, on the drink table, with the cocktails, it's awfully pleasant just to have the odd salted peanut. And I...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Salted.
She's sharp, that one.
This time it was a correct challenge against you, Kenneth, so it was Sheila who got a point for that. With 31 seconds on peanuts, Sheila, starting now.
One of the most delightful occupations is to buy a bag of peanuts at the zoo and feed them to the various monkeys, who receive them with great appreciation. There is also a little cartoon character called Peanuts. Don't know much about him, but I know he has a dog called Snoopy.
Peter Jones has
If she doesn't know much about him, she shouldn't talk about it. Now, I, on the other hand, want to tell you this story.
Well, Peter, I'm afraid you'll have to keep it, because she wasn't deviating from the subject. Even if she doesn't know much about it, she still has to keep going in the game, and she wasn't deviating. So she has 15 seconds to continue on peanuts, starting now.
Well, if it's a good story, I'll give you a quick repetition. Snoopy.
And Derek Nimmo challenged. Oh. She gave it to you to challenge,
repetition,
Peter.
Repetition by challenge?
Oh, well, yes, I see what you mean. Yes, yes.
Derek Nimmo, your challenge.
Hesitation.
Repetition.
Repetition of Snoopy. Derek, you got him before Peter, alas, and there are 11 seconds for peanuts, starting now.
Two peanuts walking down Piccadilly, and one was assaulted. I suppose one of the oldest stories about peanuts in the whole business. I'm sure that isn't the one that Peter Jones would like to tell you. So over to you, Peter, now.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, the ambassador blows his whistle after 60 seconds, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was Derek Nimmo on this occasion. At the end of the first round, he's equal with Sheila in second place, and Kenneth Williams is in the lead. And
he hasn't said anything.
He never stopped. Kenneth never stopped talking.
In the lead.
He's only just in the lead.
At the beginning of the show, he said, listeners, I must explain, he fell off the chair with surprise, you see.
Oh, I say, like, nice. That is nice.
What's your story, Peter?
Never. No, I can't tell it now.
Thought it might have been about
Peter.
He's
gone off the boil.
Mm. You can all...
Well, yes, Junior.
Kenneth, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is pottering about. A thing you never do, usually, I'm sure. But will you talk about it, if you can, in just a minute, starting now?
I was pottering around in the gardens, which is called St. James. It's all Grayson Road, actually, and I found an extraordinary old derelict sitting on a public bench. And I thought, I was pottering around. I'm often here, and I found all those farthings. I said, good gracious me, where?
Derek Nero has challenged you.
Could we have subtitles?
Don't clap him, you great fool. Don't clap him.
Encouraging him.
Yes, it might be encouraging, but you weren't very clear, but as far as I could hear, you didn't deviate from the subject, so...
Thank you. Very nice of you. You're not giving much away, are you, dear? I would like a few points.
I'm giving a point to you, and
you.
I'm agreeing with you. Yes, you soon change your tune, don't you? I've never known anybody switch sides so often with such speed. And with such, it doesn't matter, let's get on with the game. Pottering about, Kenneth, and you have 44 seconds, starting now.
Pottering about in Vauxhall, she said, was where my Aunt Edwina refers until, great pantechnicon, she arrived with all these peculiar relics, among which I found the Edwardian farthing. I said, well, really, you know...
Peter Jones, a challenge. A
repetition of farthing.
Yes, you had that farthing before.
Oh, but this was hyphenated Edwardian farthing.
They'll try anything, won't they? In a minute or two, he'll be shouting to you to applaud him. Kenneth, will you get back on your seat if you possibly can sit on it? Control your manic enthusiasm and let Peter take over the subject with 29 seconds for pottering about, starting now.
Pottering about is the description that other people give to my activities when I'm in my workshop or in the garden, perhaps designing a glider or a faster than...
Derek Nimmo challenge. Yes, he couldn't think what it was faster than. Oh, wow. 18 seconds left for pottering about, Derek, starting now.
Pottering about in my woodshed, I one day found something very nasty indeed. It had 8 legs and a large body. I peered at it closely through a pair of spectacles that happened to be in my breast pocket, and this creature came towards me, and I knew then, and have always realized...
Derek, pottering about in the depths of his woodshed, kept going until the whistle went, got an extra point, increased his lead at the end of the round. Peter Jones, we're back with you to start. The subject is tricks. Will you tell us about that? Because we all indulge in many tricks in just a minute, but will you talk about them starting now?
Well, tricks are what people get up to. They keep them in boxes. Conjurers do them. There's one sawing the woman in half. You don't see it so often nowadays. They can't get the women. But not only that, there are the vanishing tricks, people climbing up ropes, and
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
What hesitation?
Yes, I'm afraid there was. So, Kenneth, you have a correct challenge, and you have 42 seconds for tricks starting now.
One was played on me. It's something like apple pie bed or some rubbish. I don't know, but I mean, I got into this bed, and it was awful.
And Sheila Hancock challenge.
Bed. Repetition of bed.
Yes, you were in the bed once before, Kenneth. I'm sorry. There were 35 seconds left for tricks, Sheila, starting now.
Tricks are what you win in whist when you get around.
And Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Well, that addiction got hopelessly mixed up. I had to say hesitation.
Yes, and you were rewrite, and you have 29 seconds to take back the subject of tricks, starting now.
Thank God for that. I must say, I'm very pleased to hear that. No, I'm very pleased you've got it back, because I wanted to hear what you were up to in bed.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I could have challenged myself, but curiosity got the better of me. I'd rather know than win.
Peter!
Tell us.
Thank you for your contribution. That's we enjoyed it. Right. But we'll now hear from Kenneth. Sheila, why did you challenge?
Hesitation. It's ages since
you
told him to
start.
No. We're going to hear from Kenneth now with 26 seconds to go on tricks starting now.
One of the tricks my friend plays is to answer the telephone and pretending...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Television plays.
And the tricks... Yes, because he played a trick with the apple pie bed. That's perfectly correct, Derek. Well done. There are 22 seconds for tricks with you, Derek, starting now.
Well, she'd remind me about going to whist drives. Gosh, one has to be so careful not to trump one's partner's trick, doesn't one? Second player plays low, third...
Peter Jones.
Repetition of one. Yes, you did say
yes,
twice, doesn't
one? Afraid so. 15 seconds, Peter, with you. Tricks starting now.
A lot of them are done with water, and some can be performed with rabbits. And when you can combine the two, it's a really remarkable exhibition, because one holds the top hat in one's left hand over the table.
Sheila Hancock, challenge.
One. Repetition of one.
Yes, I'm afraid you did one then.
One. Oh, really?
Wow, wicked a lot of you. There's 1 second left, Sheila, for tricks starting now.
Tricks are often played.
Who challenged? Nobody. Well, Sheila didn't say anything in the 1 second, and nobody challenged, so she got the point for speaking as the whistle went, and she's creeping up on Derek Nimmo, which is rather devious when you come to think of it. She's only 2 points behind him, but Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams have... Kenneth Williams has got a lot of points in that round. Kenneth's now in second place, equal with Sheila Hancock, and Peter's only 2 points behind. Derek Nimmo, it's your turn to begin. The subject is foul. I don't mean the subject's foul, that is the title of the subject. And will you talk about it in just a minute, starting now?
Yes, of course, I realise that it can be spelt many different ways. I have a lovely old fowling piece, which I would like to show to the audience if they have a few moments after the show, and I'd ask them back to my establishment where I keep this in a cupboard. It's a very useful thing, which I take off with me to Norfolk quite frequently and blaze away at birds that are silly enough to fly into the sky. If one goes to a football match, on the other hand, one quite often sees other fellows tipping them.
Peter Jones.
A deviation.
Why?
Well, he's talking about birds that are silly enough to fly into the sky. I mean, where else can they fly?
Actually, they can fly out of the sky into the hedgerow, can't they? So he wasn't really deviating.
Fly.
Of course it's deviation, Peter. It's quite right.
Right,
Birds have to fly. That's the very reason they're created, isn't it? You wouldn't see birds walking along.
They're ready to walk along. My little budgie walks along the top of the mirror and comes onto my finger.
Yes, but he hasn't got Nimmo blazing away at
him. No doubt.
Fantastic.
You've warned me not to ask Derek Nimmo what's at the house now, or else we'll hide the budgie if he does come.
Right. Derek. I mean, he's not only shooting them, but he's insulting them as well. That's what I think.
Derek, I'm afraid you were not deviating, so you keep the subject, and there are 34 seconds foul starting now.
When I went to the farmyard, there are a lot of little fowls running around there on the ground. They had to, Peter Jones, be pleased about that, because they'd had their wings clipped, and they couldn't go...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Where else would they be running around?
That's your reason to say they've got me running around anywhere else. And you said we're running around on the ground, not supposed to anywhere
what
else.
What is your challenge, Peter, then?
I mean,
if I said they were running around in the sky...
No, that is so boring.
It is, but it isn't, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the card.
But it's very nice to hear from you so consistently. And there are 27 seconds on foul with you, Derek, starting now.
I guess one of the foulest challenges I've ever heard in the long history of playing this game. Way that Peter Jones sits there just because he's in Clement Floyd.
Sheila Challenge.
Repetition of Peter Jones.
Yes, you Peter mentioned Peter Jones. While some of us say we can't have too much of Peter Jones, in just a minute you can in the same round. You did. You mentioned him before, Derek, and I was listening. I have to listen. It's quite a strain sometimes. Looking at me there as if you were going to get your full out and shoot me down at the birds. There are 19 seconds for fowl with you, Sheila, starting now.
Fowl is something that one usually consumes around Christmas time. It could be a turkey or chicken or goose. Most people say that they don't like these particular beasts, but...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Just in time, the poor girl was getting into a dreadful state, wasn't she?
I wasn't.
Deviation, she says most people say they don't like, most people say nothing of the kind.
I don't think she was
No, most people verdicts can be given since no canvas has been held on
Kenneth,
any poll.
Kenneth, what are you talking about?
She says most people say they don't like. Most people have not said they don't like.
I was going to say something else.
No, she was not deviating from the subject, and she was not, as you said at the beginning, coming to a halt or... So she keeps the subject, and there are 8 seconds on foul, Sheila, starting now.
The thought of hens being kept in batteries, but nevertheless they go on eating them, is what I was going to say to elucidate...
So, Sheila Hancock kept going till the whistle went. She gained that extra point. And coming back again after some spell away from us is doing, as she did last time, extremely well. She's only 1 point behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. But Kenneth Williams and Peter Jones are not so far behind. Sheila, it's your turn to begin again. And the subject is Uncle Tom Cobley. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
Well, Uncle Tom Cobley was a man who went to Widdicombe Fair on somebody's mare, and it must have been a very uncomfortable journey, because as I seem to remember, there were several other gentlemen who also sat on this poor animal. Probably when they got there, they had a jolly good time. Goodness only knows whereabouts they came from, but I'm sure he was a very pleasant fella with grey hair and a little paunch.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
He wasn't, actually. He had red hair.
How do you know?
It's absolutely true. He did have red hair.
Was he real?
How do you know he had a red hair?
Well, because I'll tell you exactly if you give me the question.
Oh, you wicked so-and-so. Anyway, Sheila didn't say he had.
I'll tell you now, it's a challenge, because he had red hair, because he was involved in numerous paternity suits in the area. It's absolutely in Widdicombe. And Widdicombe on the Marsh. If you go there, you'll see it all in Devon. And the way he disclaimed the various paternity suits was because if the child didn't have red hair, he refused to pay any money towards
them. I'm talking about when he
had red hair.
Later on, his hair went grey.
No, he didn't, actually. If you go to the churchyard there, you'll see his grave. He died 29.
Well, this is another Uncle Tom Cobley that I'm talking about.
I don't think Sheila was, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the card, and I think you were being very clever and doing a bit of one-upmanship there. And there are 33 seconds for Uncle Tom Cobley, Sheila, starting now.
In fact, he was a gentleman with red hair who had a lot of paternity.
Repetition. He went with a lot of other gentlemen, and he was a gentleman with red hair.
Yes, a gentleman. Derek, 29 seconds for Uncle Tom Cobley, starting now.
Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gurney, the same name, Davy, Daniel Whitten, and Harry Hawke, and Uncle Tom Cobley, and all. I'm never quite sure who all was, but he was there on the horse with that lovely grey mare that wandered off to Widdicombe all those many years ago. And, you know, if you go to this village, which I was murdered told about before I started talking about the question, there is a lovely statue to all these jolly folk sitting on this lovely equine creature.
And Peter Jones's challenge.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Peter. So you have 3.5 seconds for Uncle Tom Cobley, starting now.
They're all jolly cider drinking people, and they were on their way.
The situation score-wise has not changed at the end of that round. Derek Nimmo is still one ahead of Sheila Hancock, and they are both, and Sheila's 4 ahead of Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams, equal in third place. Kenneth, the next subject that Messiter has thought of for you is Ezra Pound. knowing your literary interests, we'd like you to talk on that, if you can, in just a minute, starting now.
Well, I don't know a lot about him in the literary sense, but I know quite about, well, a lot about...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Hesitation, please.
I'm afraid, sir. Derek, there are 55 seconds for Ezra Pound, starting now.
I afraid my knowledge of Ezra Pound is also very slight. I might be called a sinking pound, if I shouldn't be funny, but I'm not. But I think, really, that when he met Nell Pound...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation, the sinking pound is nothing to do with
Ezra Pound. All right, a good challenge. And, Kenneth, you have Ezra Pound back, and there are 47 seconds, starting now.
He achieved a lot of notoriety at broadcast in Rome for the fascists, and this, of course, meant that when the liberation of that country took place, he was imprisoned in a sort of cage affair in Pisa and wrote some poems in these conditions, which have since become known as the Pisan Cantos, and they contain an extraordinary couplet, derivative doubtless of Browning, running, "Oh, to be in England now that Winston's out." And struck me at the time as having a curious irony insofar as he was returned to the United States and put...
Well, Kenneth Williams got his subject back again and kept going to the end, got that extra point, and he's increased his position. He's now third. And Peter... he's ahead of Peter Jones, who's going to begin the next round. Peter, the subject is fables. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Fables, yes. You don't hear much of them nowadays, do you? In the old days, when I was at school, they used to tell us some of these fables, like the tortoise and the hare and others, and they did help. They were kind of non-religious parables, in a way, that helped to instill a certain way of life and an attitude to it.
Sheena Hancock has challenged.
Well, he has said way first, and he did say days twice.
I'm afraid he did, yes. So
I let the days go by, Peter, but I stopped you at the ways.
Oh, days, yes, yes. I never listened to what I'm saying, of course.
Well, Sheila, correct challenge. So you take over the subject, and there are 27 seconds for fables, starting now.
Aesop's fables are, in fact, I suppose, the most famous ones, and many children are brought up on them. I always think they're rather sadistic little stories, some of these childhood things. I disagree with Peter. The tortoise and the hare isn't necessarily a frightfully good moral thing. I mean, somebody that crawls along boringly slowly and gets there in the end isn't necessarily going to be the person that achieves great, daring, exciting...
So we have an interesting situation again with the score, because Sheila Hancock, who's come back again as our guest, has now equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo. And it's her turn to begin the next round, and we can't have a lot of more time left. Oh, what a lovely subject. The things I know about the other three.
No!
You can make that four if you want to, but that's the subject on the card, so will you talk on it, Sheila? 60 seconds, starting now.
Oh, this is terribly dangerous, because I've worked very intimately with all three of them at various times.
Oh, Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation.
You don't consider it was intimate?
Not intimate, no. It was companionable.
Well, Sheila may have...
Speak for yourself, mate.
How you interpret the word intimate.
Sheila may have found it that way, Derek, and...
Yes.
So if she was more involved than you were, that was her responsibility. She didn't deviate from the subject. She has 53 seconds left for the things I know about the other three, starting now.
And I must say, actually, everything I know about them I like. They are three of the most delightful men in my life, and every time I come back to the programme, I enjoy seeing them. Kenneth is a great joker off stage as well as on, and Peter, with his lugubrious humour, is a great joy to be with.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition of two greats. Great joy.
Yes, what a pity.
And I would like, just to interject, I'd like to say I appreciate the compliment, Sheila, but I don't much like being associated with the other two.
And what I thought was very interesting was that Derek challenged before he got the compliment that she listened to.
Yes. I wasn't taking any chances.
He shows you how keen he is to win, isn't it? And she, of course, took the lead earlier on, and now Derek's equal with Sheila, and it will be have to be the last subject, and it is the things I know about the other three, Derek, starting now.
Things that I know about the other three? Well, I would like to start with Sheila Hancock, because she is, in my mind, one of the most amazing people that I've ever met. She's a wonderful comedian, a marvellous mother, a great traveller off to Australia any moment. But every time I meet someone, I'm so impressed with her extraordinary warmth, charm, and that incredible kind of passionate nature of hers, which forms very intimate relationship with everybody that she works. Peter Jones on the other hand.
Sheila Hancock has
deviation. If intimate still means the same as it meant when he challenged before, that's not true.
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't quite understand the challenge. I'm very sorry, yes.
Last time he accused me of saying that I had an intimate relationship with him, and he said I didn't. Now he says that I have intimate relationships with everybody I work with.
That's very devious.
No, it isn't.
It's
very good.
Very good, is it? Very good. You're speaking from experience.
Very good point. The very thing that he challenged on.
I think we should all have a turn at this. I think you should give the challenge to somebody else.
Maybe I should take it over and say the things I know about the other four. Sheila, you have a point for that, and there are 9 seconds left on the things I know about the other three, starting now.
Derek is a family man who, as we all boringly know, travels the world endlessly up to Thailand.
Well, Sheila Hancock once again proved, was the whistle went, gaining the extra point, and that I warned you we wouldn't have any more time after this round to play the game, that when she puts her mind to it, she can do better than the fellows. She did exactly the same last time, and once again we have a woman triumphing over the three men. Let me tell you that Peter Jones on this occasion came only just in fourth place, unusual for him. But once again he contributed his usual amount of good humour and wit. Kenneth Williams contributed his usual amount of whatever you like to call it, and he came in third place. Derek Nimmer once again very nearly won. He was 2 points behind this week's winner, Sheila Hancock. Only remains for me to say that I hope you have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. We have enjoyed playing it as usual, and we hope that you will want to tune in again at the same time next week, when once again, four panellists and myself will take to the air, and we will play this delightful game. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Brough.